This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping saying China maintains a firm commitment to developing and deepening ties with Russia. Xi Jinping has made the comments while meeting with visiting Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev in Beijing. Chinese President saying China is ready to work with Russia to expand cooperation in various fields, maintain close coordination in international affairs, and promote the building of a community of shared future. 28 counties and 9 Chinese provincial-level regions have been crossed off a list of poverty-stricken counties, marking the first time the list has been shortened in some 31 years. An anti-poverty official with the state council making the announcement. Chongqing, Tibet, and Xinjiang each seeing 5 counties removed from the list of the poorest. The rest come from other regions, including Hebei, Henan, and Jiangxi. A Communist Party of China committee has been set up for lawyers across China, the All China Lawyers Association. The committee's work will include implementing the CPC Central Committee's instructions for lawyers and guiding party organizations within law firms to improve their rules and regulations. Wang Junfeng, head of the new association, says setting up the organization is an important measure to implement the spirit of the 19th National Congress of the CPC, as well as push forward the reform of the legal industry. Lawyer associations in 31 provincial-level regions in China already have party organizations. Official data showing the registered unemployment rate in Chinese cities coming in at 3.95% as of the end of the third quarter, the lowest level since 2008. The Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security reporting the creation of nearly 11 million jobs through the first 9 months, some 300,000 more than the same period last year. The registered unemployment rate, calculated based on the number of unemployed people who register with human resource authorities or employment service institutions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has been re-elected as the country's prime minister by the parliament this Wednesday, retaining all of his ministers from his previous cabinet. The new cabinet seeing all ministers retain their portfolios as well. Abe's reappointment follows the ruling Liberal Democratic Party sweeping victory in a lower house election this past month. Abe's key allies who have retained their cabinet posts include Taro Aso, who will continue to double as deputy prime minister and finance minister. Taro Kono will also remain on as foreign minister. Amid falling approval ratings, Abe reshuffling his cabinet lineup back in August. South Korean prosecutors have announced they're seeking a 10-year prison term for Shin Kyung-hol, founder of the country's lot conglomerate, over corruption charges. Prosecutors in Seoul have asked the court to sentence the 95-year-old to 10 years in jail over management irregularities, including embezzlement and breach of trust. Prosecution also requesting a fine of some $270 million. Shin accused of paying some $450 million in wages to his family members who never worked for the company. Prosecutors also demanding jail terms and fines for Shin's 2 sons and daughter over similar corruption charges. Authorities in New York have now identified the man suspected of driving a rental truck into groups of people in Lower Manhattan. 29-year-old Saifullah Saipov is accused of driving a rented pickup truck down a bike path for a distance of some 10 blocks in an attempt to run people down, leaving 8 dead and 13 others injured. It's being reported Saipov immigrated to the United States in 2010 and had been living in New Jersey with his wife and 3 children. Reports also suggest the suspect left a note inside the rental truck claiming he was carrying out the attack on behalf of ISIS. Saipov, originally from Uzbekistan, now in custody after being shot by a police officer in the abdomen after emerging from the smashed-up pickup with a pair of guns, which later turned out to be a pellet gun and a paintball gun. The attack taking place just a few hours before the annual Halloween parade in the West Village area, which did go ahead as scheduled. Following the fatal attack in New York, U.S. President Donald Trump saying that he has ordered a step-up of an extreme vetting program. Trump repeatedly calling for tighter border controls and visa policies to keep out those deemed dangerous to U.S. national security. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly on Monday describing extreme vetting as interviewing those who are trying to enter the U.S. and verifying their identity. This season in Major League Baseball's come down to a one-game winner-take-all affair. The Los Angeles Dodgers have forced a decisive Game 7 in the World Series, getting past the Houston Astros 3-1 this Wednesday to tie the series at 3. Game 7 will take place in Los Angeles Thursday morning, Beijing time, starting at 8:20 a.m. Reports suggesting the price for a ticket to the game in L.A. now around $2,000 U.S. dollars. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.